Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Security operation for A Millennium Pearl, Part 7.
Breaking news! Breaking news! The beauty's tear will be on display soon. Let's follow the camera and see what the beauty's tear looks like.
In Hall 1 of the Forestville Museum, countless cameras were pointed at the stage and spotlights flashed. The crowd cheered loudly.
Beauty's tear! Beauty's tear! Beauty's tear!
Ziggy the zebra finally walked slowly onto the stage, pushing a small cart covered with a large red velvet cloth, under which the shadow of the much-anticipated Beauty's Tear was faintly visible.
Good morning, everybody! How are you doing? The hottest zebra on Pumpkin Street is back! Key the music!
Accompanied by a piece of exciting music, Ziggy the zebra lifted the velvet cloth. There was no Beauty's Tear under the velvet cloth, just a cardboard box. This caused the animals in the audience to stomp their feet.
Oh, I've been waiting a long time to see the Beauty's Tear. Why are you showing us a cardboard box?
Yeah, what are you trying to pull, Mr. Ziggy?
Ziggy the zebra waved calmly at everyone.
Take it easy. Hold on, hold on.
Ziggy the zebra opened the box slowly, but there was an even smaller carton inside. That sight led to a dispute among the animals, causing them to be storming mad with Ziggy the zebra.
Mr. Ziggy, are you kidding us right now?
We want to see the Beauty's Tear!
Yeah!
I already had my suspicions. I figured Mr. Ziggy was just bragging. He doesn't have the Beauty's Tear.
Black Bear became very hot under the collar. However, Ziggy the zebra revealed a mysterious smile.
Take it easy, take it easy. Wait a moment, guys. Such a precious treasure has to be well packed.
After saying that, Ziggy the zebra suddenly became excited on the stage.
All right, guys. Keep your eyes peeled. Don't blink. Let's count down from three. Three, two, one.
Whoa!
A huge pearl appeared before everyone. The pearl shone brighter than 1,000 diamonds. The light filled the faces of the animals, and a fascinated smile appeared on every face.
Oh my goodness! I've never seen such a big pearl! It's even bigger than my head!
I've never seen anything so beautiful!
Oh, if only I could grind off a little pearl powder to take with me.
The attention of all the animals present was fixated on the Beauty's Tear. As they were all focused on it, no one noticed that an animal was sitting on one of the seats in the last row, silently shedding tears with excitement.
Oh, the Beauty's Tear. The pearl I've been searching for so long now lies before my eyes. I must contain emotions. No crying.
The animal managed to calm his excitement, adjusted his red mantle, and revealed his wicked face. It was Red Mantle, the chinchilla. His eyes were bright with excitement. He stared intently at the Beauty's Tear displayed on the stage and slowly stood up. Curiously, Red Mantle the chinchilla did not walk to the stage where the Beauty's Tear was on display, but instead headed straight toward the door.
Beauty's Tear, I will see you later.
On one side of Hall 1, Officer Doberman stretched while looking at the Beauty's Tear on display.
Hey now, phew! Lab, today's exhibition went off without a hitch. It's such a relief.
Dobie, the Beauty's Tear is so valuable that many thieves and robbers have made plans to get it. so we cannot let down our guard until the very last moment. We must do our best to protect it, as we promised Mr. Ziggy.
Suddenly, a loud noise could be heard. The whole museum suddenly went pitch dark, and no one could see a thing.
What happened?
Why is the electricity off?
What's wrong?
I am really scared of the dark. Ouch! Someone stepped on my foot.